Jim, hey, I just went out and ordered a whole bunch of woodenware. It's going to be here in a couple, 3 days. And I got to paint it or something. And, you know, it's been so long since I've had new stuff. And I don't know, what's the best way to preserve this woodenware stuff? Because I know there's a lot of ways and I just don't have much experience.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways. I don't know if I can, that I'm qualified to cover all these either. You can really make your equipment your characteristic of your bee operation. So what you choose to do to protect your equipment kind of is your own call, ultimately.
Well, I'll tell you what. Give me some ideas here. What's the best thing for me to do? Hi, I'm Kim Flottam.
And I'm Jim, too.
Welcome to Honeybee Obscura. And today we're going to talk about a bunch of ways to make your boxes and all your wooden gear last as long as possible.
You are listening to Honeybee Obscura, brought to you by Growing Planet Media, the folks behind Beekeeping Today podcast. Each week on Honeybee Obscura, hosts Kim Flottam and Jim Too explore the complexities, the beauty, the fun, and the challenges of managing honeybees in today's world in an engaging and informative discussion meant for all beekeepers, long-timers, and those just starting their journey with bees. So sit back and enjoy the next several minutes as Kim and Jim explore all things honeybees.
Kim, can I confess? I was working wood and tinkering with wood long before I was a beekeeper. And in fact, one of the reasons I got into beekeeping all those years ago was you have a look at that and you naively say, oh, wow, I can build all that. So for a while, I did build equipment.
I remember going to your garage, Jim, when it was full of all that woodworking equipment.
Yeah, well, that stuff's all there. It's still there. It's just waiting for me to be young again and be energetic again, and I'll pick it up. What I was going to say, though, is that because of that woodworking background, I've always had trouble, Kim, just painting bee equipment. The common thing to do is white paint, just good white latex paint. Is that what you use?
Well, tell me something. I go to one of the big box hardware stores, and I look at the shelf, and there's 37 different kinds of just white paint.
You make me feel like the guy. My dad had a paint supply business. I grew up selling paint, delivering paint, and I did that paint matching colors before there were computers. And you ask that question so innocently. And my first thought is, the cost of that material has become significant, but only surpassed by the cost of labor. So when you look at that shelf, if you get the low-end paint, you're probably going to have to be prepared to paint it more or have it fail more often. That's going to be your call. How often do you want to paint bee boxes?
I don't Gotta ever want to paint bee boxes.
Well,
in the world of my beekeeping, painting isn't even on the list.
Let me think how to address that. I sound like I'm giving you advice. I sound like that I'm some kind of authority. No, that's not true. I'm a guy, too, who has to deal with painting boxes. So I have this paint background. I have this woodworking background. And now as I've aged, I have a time restriction. So I tend to just use, if I paint anything and I'm in a hurry, just use latex paint. And then, well, if you're going to be using latex paint, and I'm standing in front of that shelf you're talking about with all of those different variations, you can choose all those colors. So for a while, I color-coded. I had supers, different colors, and deeps, different colors. Have you tried anything like that?
Well, you know, I had some stuff that I used when I was building the chicken coop, and I went to the hardware store, and I said, give me the best outdoor paint you've got because it's going to be outdoor, you know, outside year-round. And the guy sold me a can of paint, and I had some of that left, and that's the last stuff I used, and it wasn't cheap. So do I need more than one coat? How many coats do I put on it? And you just mentioned different colors. I've seen people use different colors. You know, some of them put on, you know, their honey supers are one color and their brood boxes are another color. And since everything I use is a medium, that might kind of help tell me when I'm looking at a pile, what's in the box. But, you know, there's cost differences and quality. And then you see people who put natural, what, you know, varnish, what is that? How do they do that?
You're overwhelming me. That's a lot of thought material in three sentences, Kim. We did at when I worked when I had the bee lab at Ohio State. I remember distinctly that deeps were gray, and that mediums were dark royal blue, and shallows were yellow. And so when you drive into the bee yard, you can just have a glimpse out there and tell exactly. There's two deeps and two shallows and whatever. That was very handy, and it's particularly handy in the extracting room where you're trying to get frames back in the right boxes. So
ooh,
that worked out
yeah.
well. That really worked out well. The other thing that I as a consumer, not I as an advisor, have finally have accepted is that the paint products are fairly safe now compared to what they were all those years ago. You know, in the old lead paint days, you don't want to be eating that, getting that stuff. Well, that, from a consumer standpoint, is gone. Kim, I went over to the local bee supply place. I went over to the local paint store and, being old and old-fashioned, asked for oil paint to paint a metal door I had, and they told me that they really didn't sell oil-based paint to consumers anymore. Well, I stood there being an old guy. I mean, what do you mean? So I'm going to paint a metal door in latex? So my point is this paint product thing has quietly undergone a revelation in several ways. Number one, it's mostly going to be water-based, some kind of latex water-based material that's very durable. It doesn't mean that it's going to wash off when it rains. And secondly, Kim, it is bone-crushing expensive. You know, but I'm the guy who used to pay 5 cents for a short Coca-Cola and 5 cents for a box of Cracker Jacks. So that is the mindset I had when paint at my dad's place was $5-6 a gallon to pay $60-70 a gallon for paint. You stand there and try to catch your breath.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
So when you're talking to beekeepers and you're saying, well, this deep's going to last about 7 years. How many coats am I going to put on it? What color? What product? More and more and more, Kim. That becomes personal preferences.
Well, you know, there's another thing about painting. And when you're driving along and you see five stacks of white boxes, you immediately know what they are.
I do.
That's good and bad because everybody else immediately knows what they are. And
that's
the
true.
Worst thing you can have in urban beekeeping is a stack of white boxes and a 17-year-old neighbor.
Yep.
So
Kim, let's talk about that sometime. Not now, but let's talk about that sometime. What do you do when you pull into a bee yard and realize you've been vandalized? So I understand that neighbor, that person, whatever. So those white bee boxes stand out, don't they?
They do. So do I want to not have white boxes? You know, that's kind of where I'm going here is camouflage. I want them to disappear.
I can understand that. I don't usually paint white just because if you're going to put color on, I guess I want color. But I haven't ever really done the camo look. Have you done that where you actually camo the hives? I mean, really do make them go away?
Well, I'll tell you what I've done. Is not anything. The boxes I've got out there that aren't painted, you don't see. And I've got way too many that aren't painted. They're just kind of gray, and they blend into the rest of my yard. Good for camouflage, bad for the boxes lasting any length of time.
You know, the old literature said those boxes are going to last 7-8 years. I tried to write about it in bee culture. You start out with all this nice, crisp, pretty standard equipment. Everything's sharp corners and good paint finishes. Year passes, 2-3 years pass. That equipment's not so pristine. And by the time you're to the fifth or sixth year, the corners are going to need some help. Paint's begun to fail. It doesn't look all that good, but it's still usable. So I've often told beekeepers that your glory years are when your equipment is the newest. You started by saying you just got that equipment you'd ordered that come in. So you're going to have that time frame there where everything is crisp and clean. But it's like me, that equipment's going to age, and it won't look as good Got to be maintained or let it go.
Well, I got to figure this out because they're going to be here in a couple of days. You know, well, we started talking about natural finishes. Do you do any of those? You know, I don't know. Was it? I don't even know natural finishes. What would work that would make it look like wood and not a white box, but still protect the wood?
I haven't done this, but I had a technician years ago who really put a lot of time in it, and he had a hot rosin dip. I'm trying to say rosin, you know, tree gum from mainly coniferous or pines, and they dipped that box in this hot rosin, and it had a very natural look about it. So I wouldn't recommend people do that. It was a lot of work, but it gave that finish that you wanted. You can stain. You can put stains on and do things like that and have that work out very well. But these are all just personal things. You know, through the years, I've tried everything, every color, every paint. I will boldly say, Kim, and it flies in the face of what a lot of people do, but there's nothing really wrong with painting the inside of a beehive. Now, that should get to bring some people out of the woodwork. In the old days, when that was lead-based paint, you didn't want to do that. But essentially now, most consumer-grade paint is not edible, but it's certainly safe as food handling surfaces. And that would give you a better paint film if you're just night and day bonkers about protecting the wood. If you want the best protection you can get and not paint the inside, some kind of finish on the outside, some kind of film finish, some kind of stain finish, and nothing on the inside. Let the bees propolize it over.
Well, I'm thinking a couple of things here as I'm listening to you. One of them is that there are people who dip their boxes in a certain kind of wax, and I forget right. The kind of wax, but I'm sure you can find that out somewhere. And it's bordering on boiling. It's hot wax, so it's absorbed into the wood really
paraffin,
fast.
Paraffin, yeah. It was hot paraffin.
But painting the inside of the box would, that just kind of goes against everything Tom Seeley and Marla Spivak say about bees putting propolis on the inside and surrounding the nest in that propolis
stop
envelope.
Now, stop, because you said this discussion was going to be on painting beehives, and I'm talking to you as a paint guy.
Okay.
That if you want the soundest paint finish, you can get on that box. No questions asked. You see, what happens, Kim, I think it's common knowledge that moisture percolates from the inside through the wood and then causes the paint finish to fail from behind, not from the outside.
I've heard that.
Am I arguing with you about the propolis finish and all that kind of thing? No, not at all. You know, Kim, if it comes down to it, do nothing. Just let the bees do their own thing. They'll propolize the parts of the hive that concerns them, and you'll get your 7 to 8 years out of that box, and it'll have a rustic camouflage look. So in many cases, doing nothing is, in fact, a proper decision.
Yeah, or I could just paint pretty pictures on them. What the heck?
Well, you could do that. That's true. People do that. They look great. They look great. Well, Kim, I don't know if we've caused more questions than we've answered here. This was a rambling discussion of the multiple things that can be done. But overall, do something that gives your bee yard your stamp, your characteristic. Makes it look like something that you're happy with. That's what's most of the time important about beekeeping, is something you're happy with.